This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House set to vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color when he suggested that the four Democratic reps should go back to their own countries, even though only one of them was not born in the United States. On Twitter this morning, he says, quote, "If you hate our country or if you're not happy here, you can leave." Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine says of Trump's comments,
"Well, it's not appropriate. Look, we're all Americans. We are a country that was founded by immigrants. We've been replenished with legal immigrants throughout the years."
An abortion restriction by the Trump administration now taking effect. Yesterday, officials announced the ban on abortion referrals at taxpayer-funded family planning clinics, meaning the clinics must stop giving low-income women abortion referrals or risk losing their funding. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Now just a tropical rainstorm, the remnants of Barry dumping some heavy rain still on the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Hours after he rolls it out in a video posted online, former Vice President and Democratic White House frontrunner Joe Biden explains his health care plan, which he says would restore cuts made to Obamacare and provide a public option.
If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it. If you have no insurance at all, you are in the exchange, or, in fact, you can buy into the Medicare-like exchange. That is the add-on to Obamacare.
Biden speaking there in Iowa. 50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 mission launched, bound for the moon. The surviving crew members will be reuniting today at the Kennedy Space Center. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators slowly gathering clues surrounding the murder of a Louisiana activist who founded an African-American history museum. The East Baton Rouge coroner says Sadie Roberts Joseph was suffocated before her body was locked in the trunk of a car found parked 3 miles from the 75-year-old's home in Baton Rouge over the weekend. The Baton Rouge police chief says,
"Our detectives are working overtime. They're exhausting every investigative lead."
A reward of up to $5,000 now being offered for information leading to an arrest. Roberts Joseph was known for curating the Baton Rouge African American History Museum since 2001. The federal government says a proposed digital currency from a social media giant could become a national security issue. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying that the Facebook cryptocurrency Libra could be used by money launderers and terrorist groups. Mnuchin said digital currencies have been linked to a variety of crimes, from tax evasion to extortion, ransom, illicit drugs, and human trafficking. And the granddaughter of the Walt Disney Company's co-founder Roy Disney's unhappy unhappy with alleged low wages paid to workers at Disneyland. Abigail Disney says she went undercover at the Anaheim theme park and met employees who told her stories of trying to live on unbelievable low wages. She said the working conditions just don't align with her grandfather's values. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it's our money, and enough of this wasting time and resources. Get this country back on track right now. 3.2 GDP, a little bit of cooperation. You think we'd be looking at 4 and 5, maybe? Maybe we get some of these trade deals behind us and really get not only this country running, but dare I say, the entire world running because of what Donald Trump is doing and the impact that he's had on our government. And the landscape here, instead of all this fussing and fighting, but, you know, everything being political and all political, it seems, you know, when we find ourselves locked in that kind of bucket of gum, all it spells is waste. But waste is something that the Beltway is very familiar with. Speaking of which, former United States Representative Congressman Bob Barr joins us now, an American attorney and politician. He served as a federal prosecutor and a congressman, represented Georgia's 7th congressional district as a Republican. Bob Barr, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing fine. Thank you. And what you said right before your very kind introduction is very important. It is absolutely phenomenal what Trump has been able to do for the economy despite not having any assistance from the Congress. I mean, it's amazing. And you're right. Think of just how much better, how much greater our economy could be if he got a little bit of cooperation from the House of Representatives.
Yeah, but the dangerous sentiment that seems to be spreading and given place these days, Bob, is that, you know, this un-American sentiment that somehow we're undeserving of all the hard work and effort and everything that we've done. Nobody's claimed perfection. I keep saying that as a disclaimer. But, hey, look, I think compared to other countries and what's out there, hey, I'll put America's history side by side with any country you want to put out there.
I was fortunate in a way, Bill, to grow up overseas. My dad was a civil engineer, and we moved from country to country in the Middle East, South America, Asia, and so forth. So, you know, throughout my entire childhood until I graduated from high school and went to college here in the States, I lived in countries where we didn't have, or they didn't have, the freedoms, the economic benefits that we have here in the United States. So, yeah, I agree with you. It was clear to me as a child that America was indeed the best nation, the most opportunistic on the face of the earth, and that's still true today.
If it wasn't, why are so many thousands of people rushing to our border?
That, That is a question, of course, that the other side can't really answer. Yet they keep criticizing the United States, and yet we see these floods of people coming in. Well, obviously there's a reason they keep coming in, and that is because they understand and know intuitively that there is more opportunity here in the United States. But of course, there are ways to come into this country, plenty of ways to come into this country lawfully, and that's what we have to ensure.
And when you talk to some of these people who have run away from these oppressive governments and, some of them fearful because of what their societies have been reduced to, it's in some cases life and death type situations that you and I can only imagine, Bob. We don't live it, but yet they come here to America and scratching and doing every way they can to cross the border to maybe get the golden ticket, to have a shot. Not so much even for themselves, but for their children. And so in one part, you can't blame them for their desperation. And we can talk at length more about that. But the bottom line is that they have stories, and they are shocked to see how this country is abandoning free markets and capitalism for the very thing that they were trying to run away from.
And therein lies the sort of conundrum, to use one of those fancy words the lawyers use. I don't feel bad at all. I mean, I do feel bad. I don't blame people for wanting to come into this country and better themselves. That's tremendous. But if we say, okay, anybody can come in here, and by the way, government will furnish everything for everybody, which are two basic tenets of the new left, open borders and free everything provided by the government, then it's going to destroy the America that is drawing those people into the country. That's what the left, well, maybe they do realize it, but that is the tragedy of what's going on now.
Well, Lindsey Graham called him out quite clearly. He said their lust for power is disgusting, and they will do anything to get power, even though they know that it's unsustainable. On the short term, okay, you bring a generation in, you get control, you get all the votes, you become California. That's all fine and well. But sooner or later, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, you run out of other people's money. You know, we don't have an insatiable budget here to deal with the next round of votes that the Democrats will have to buy.
But, of course, Bill, to understand what you're saying, one has to have a time frame that extends beyond tomorrow. Yet for so many young people and so many now on the left, their time frame within which they view the world and which they view politics is just one day at a time. They don't understand, or they don't seem to understand or care about the long term. And if you look at the long term and you see where these policies are going and the fact that, as you said, they cannot be sustained over the long term, then it would force them to at least reconsider to some extent, this notion that the government can provide everything for everybody eternally.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just from a practical sense, Bob, tell me, show me, what in what world or in what country are their ideas working?
They have not in the past historically, and they are not even today. We see the countries where they claim where the left claims, or we see countries where the socialism that the left wants in this country is actually being implemented, and they are countries that are facing absolute crises of existence, such as in Venezuela.
Well, our young people who joined with their parents have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars per child in some cases. To get them through college, they've been indoctrinated to the degree that the majority of them believe that socialism is the way to go. Well, I'll tell you, these institutions have misserved our country on so many serious levels.
They have, and you look, for example, with there are a few exceptions, Hillsdale College in Michigan being one of them, George Mason Law School in Virginia being another, so there are a few exceptions, but you're right, by and large, the vast majority of American universities and colleges have been taken over, largely thanks to tenure for professors, have been taken over by the left, and that is what has been indoctrinating our young people for two generations now. So in a way, it's not surprising surprising that these young people are out there supporting socialist Bernie Sanders.
Right. You can take for just a moment, let's focus on AOC. I can't believe that Boston University is very proud of her alumnus with the things that she's saying, even when she talks from an economic standpoint, which I believe her degree was economics. It's like, wait a minute, what class did you miss out on?
Every one of them, I think. I think she was sleeping.
And she got a degree. And so here she is spouting these things that are unsubstantiated. They're very loose and reckless. And then, then you hear these anti-American statements that come out of her. And I don't blame, in part, Donald Trump is feeling the sentiment of many Main Street Americans. I got to tell you, Bob, they've had it with this vitriol towards the red, white, and blue. We've got more from Congressman.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
So I think it is beyond time. It's beyond time to ask Muslims to condemn terrorists. We are no longer going to allow the dignification of such ridiculous statement.
Well, she's partially right there. It is about this way past time. Muslims should be taking a stand, and I think this is what America has been waiting for, Congressman Barr, is that Muslims would be united against terrorist actions. But she herself has been associated with CUR and with CARE and other terrorist organizations, so her words are not necessarily squaring up with her actions.
Gee, what a surprise. There's a gulf between words and actions.
Yes.
That is sort of the hallmark of the left these days in the Democratic Party. We see it not only in their economic policies, but in their positions with regard to terrorism, their support, implicit if not explicit, for groups like Antifa, simply because the Antifa thugs go after conservatives. The hypocrisy is just, it's everywhere on the left these days, Bill.
Well, the president seems to have released the frustration valve of many Americans coming off of our 243rd Independence Day celebration and birthday of this great American experiment. And, you know, the language from the left is getting old, it's tired, it's frustrating, and Nancy Pelosi did us no favors, and I dare say she did her four freshman representatives no favors by really not chastising them specifically. She homogenized the resolution that she put out there that basically has given them room to be rather reckless with their rhetoric, has she not?
Sure they are. They're in a sense, it's like Antifa. Antifa takes over the streets of Portland because they know that they can. They know that the authorities, the leaders, the so-called leaders of the city, won't do anything. Well, the leftists, these far-left folks, the so-called squad or gang, whatever they call themselves, primarily led by these four freshman congresswomen, they do what they do because they know they can get away with it. They know that the leadership, despite the leadership sort of grousing every now and then about them, is not going to do anything to really reel them in when push comes to shove. So they just keep on doing what they're doing, which is spouting anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism, and pushing the party further and further to the left. They do it because they know they can get away with it.
Well, and what's next? Now you've got the House putting up a resolution today against Donald Trump and the statements, and you know, and so now these gals are going to be empowered all the more, don't you think?
Sure they are. They're going to, if they, you know, I think they have been already on the cover of magazines, you know, like the old song on the cover of the Rolling Stone, you know, like Megan Rapinoe. She uses foul language and spouts off, so she gets on the cover of magazines and is extolled as a great hero. These four congresswomen will be also.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I got to imagine, you know, for the women's team wearing the colors of the USA, supported by the citizens of this country in part, and so many Americans were so proud of them, but Rapinoe does not represent them in her language, you know, towards the White House. I got to imagine there's some of the members are saying, hey, you know, I've never been to the White House before. I sure would like to go. Why am I going to be excluded just because one of the co-captains has this animus, you know, towards Donald Trump? But because they're not standing up against her, guess what? They don't get hamburgers and chicken McNuggets at the White House and get to meet the president.
You put your finger on a real part of the problem, Bill, and that is that other members of these groups who may not feel the same way as the egomaniacal people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Megan Rapinoe, they let them take the lead, and others who may not feel the same don't speak up. Where was the coach of the women's soccer team? Where were those who provide the funds for the women's soccer team and coming out and saying, now, wait a minute, this is not the way you behave. You don't trash talk your own country when your own country is paying you to be out there representing it. So a lot of the blame, I think, lies with the managers and
leadership.
The leadership positions, whether it's in the Congress or in the Women's Soccer League or the manager of the team.
Well, I got to tell you, Main Street America is getting fed up with this anti-American sentiment. It's one thing to call out specific issues that we, and again, nobody's claiming perfection. We definitely have had issues, but put this country, put the history of this country side by side against any nation in the history of mankind outside of Israel. You go, whoa, man, we've done some incredible things. I mean, let's just talk about like saving Western civilization and what impact did that have not only on America, but the world.
Well, but here again, as we were talking about in the segment a few minutes ago, Bill, the new left, their vision of the future extends to the next news cycle. They have no concept of long-term vision. Their concept of the past is what happened yesterday. So, you know, to them, you say we won World War II. But what have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. So their view of both history and the future is so constrained that they are not going to accomplish anything, yet they are in positions of power, at least in terms of the media nowadays.
Well, we're rather ignorant of our history, and with that, of course, it allows us to be manipulated quite easily, and that's what's happening with the younger people. And I got to tell you, I was really surprised. This goes back probably a couple of years ago. Leslie Stahl, I think it was a 60-minute segment, she was interviewing some young Muslims. And the Muslims were pretty emotional, and they just said, tell us one thing America's ever done for us, and we'll change our mind. And Leslie Stahl had no answer.
I guess you can hardly blame millennials and Generation Zers for not having an answer to that or not caring when their so-called leader figures don't have any answers for them either. People like Ted Cruz would, Donald Trump would, but Nancy Pelosi, she'd probably give you a blank stare if you asked her that question as well.
Yeah, she seems a bit conflicted because she's trying to get this party somewhat close to the center, but man, they've pulled hard left, and I think they may end up desperately. This is my read on this, Bob. A lot of people out here are already appointing Kamala Harris as the nominee, and maybe even Elizabeth Warren as her VP choice. So you may have two women on the ticket for the Democratic Party, but I think they're being pulled so left that somewhat of the mainstream of the Democratic Party is going to, by default, just say, no, we need Joe. Put Uncle Joe in there. And he may win it by default. And they are going to be so fractured at that point. One way or another, I don't see how they can withstand the empirical evidence and the economy of what Trump has done for America.
I think that this time next year, in other words, once we get into the 2020 cycle, and we're not near there yet. Mm-hmm. We're in August or July of the year before. But once we get into the cycle next year, people will, I think, start to focus on the strength of the American economy, the strength of our military, the consistency of what's going on with the Trump administration, and the need to change the leadership in the Congress, change the party in the Congress. So I think unless something really unforeseen happens, I see not only Trump winning, but there's, I think, a good chance that the House representatives may revert back to the Republicans because of how far left these young members and the presidential candidate nominees or wannabes mm-hmm. are taking the party.
It has been my estimate that the midterm elections for 2018, well, there were several things going on. Oh, yes, the Mueller investigation and a couple of other things that took away from, the Republicans holding the House. Not to mention, I think Paul Ryan really dropped the ball in letting, 40-some, congressmen exit all at the same time. There was no strategy whatsoever. Just let them go out the exit, not even thinking about what would happen with this administration under a Nancy Pelosi-led Democratic Party. Congressman Bob Barr, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House set to vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color when he suggested that the four Democratic reps should go back to their own countries, even though only one of them was not born in the United States. On Twitter this morning, he says, quote, "If you hate our country or if you're not happy here, you can leave." Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine says of Trump's comments,
"Well, it's not appropriate. Look, we're all Americans. We are a country that was founded by immigrants. We've been replenished with legal immigrants throughout the years."
An abortion restriction by the Trump administration now taking effect. Yesterday, officials announced the ban on abortion referrals at taxpayer-funded family planning clinics, meaning the clinics must stop giving low-income women abortion referrals or risk losing their funding. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, you use broken things, then here I am, Lord, I'm all yours.
The lyrics of that song are very powerful and profound. I mean, it leaves the question, you know, where are you? Are you all in? Are you all in for the things of God? You'd be amazed at what can happen when you make that decision. This next story of Derek Evans is an all-in kind of story. He felt a rather mysterious, some might say a spiritual pull to be part of something greater than himself, but it wasn't until he and a friend embarked on a missions trip to L.A.'s infamous Skid Row that he found his true calling. I've been there. I've done many promotions there. I've been in that area Thanksgiving time, even outside of the areas, because I can tell you around Thanksgiving, Derek, everybody wants to support and offer turkeys and food and everything. But the fact of the matter is that Skid Row happens 365 days a year, right?
Absolutely. Bill, thanks for having me, by the way.
Hey, no, good to have you here, because we're going to talk about your book, Made to Change the World. But to finish your story, after that infamous trip at Skid Row, you came home with a gnawing in your heart and soul that ended up developing a plan to build a mission-minded business, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're actually celebrating 9 years of that business this month, which is really exciting. So, yeah, 9 years ago, a friend of mine from college, Matt Blinko, and I went with a local church here in Nashville and said, went to just hang out, feed, help, provide support and love, present the gospel to the homeless of Skid Row. Mm-hmm. We spent about a week there, you know, and it's a pretty classic cliche story, you know, of serving others and being transformed yourself. I was somebody that was unemployed myself, looking for something, looking for passion, looking for a job, really, too. Mm-hmm. So, and then going on this trip, I was very inspired, and I was like, you know, what can I do to be a part of something like this forever? You know, I want to be able to help these people. I want to see this transformation for these people. You know, and so we said, man, this is great, seeing people whose lives have been rescued and saved, and we want to start a business that can ultimately give people second chances and help exactly. change the world.
Well, when you talk about forever, Jesus said we'd always have the poor with us, right?
That's right. That's
about
right.
as forever as it can be this side of heaven. So,
right, right.
The poor will always be there. They're always going to need help, but who's going to be there to help them? And you guys stepped
yeah.
up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so tell us about this t-shirt, you know, spread yeah. the love. Spread love. It's the Nashville way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, a big part of the book we talk about is, you know, what comes to us naturally? You know, what are the things that God has given us, those natural gifts and talents that never seemed to go away from us, you know? And, you know, Matt, my business partner, was a graphic designer. I was in and out of business for a long time, doing all kinds of different jobs. And we both kind of landed on that we love T-shirts and we love graphic design T-shirts. And so that's what kind of sparked that interest in starting that business. And so, yeah, fast forward a few months, one of our first designs was a phrase that says spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. Excuse me, spread love, it's the Nashville way. Mm-hmm. We took that idea from a song lyric from a rap song, actually, in the 90s. There's a song, there's a lyric that says spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. And that kind of...
That inspired you,
huh? Right. That inspired me, yeah. And I was like, man, that'd be cool to have that on a shirt. Obviously, I live in Nashville, and this is going to be a T-shirt company that is birthed out of Nashville, Tennessee. And so... Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we launched this shirt, and it ended up being this iconic phrase that in the city of Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because, you know, here it is, you have this this call for ministry, and like anything, I mean, it requires funding. And this yeah. served as yeah. the foundation to the, you know, the planting seeds for the ministry, right?
That's right, yeah. We knew we weren't a couple guys that wanted to run a nonprofit. We wanted to do something that was very special and really unique to ourselves. Again, talking about those natural gifts and talents that come to us, you know, how mm-hmm. can we use that? And we really felt that, you know, being entrepreneurs was what God was calling us to do. And on this trip, we ran into a couple entrepreneurs and they were preaching on Skid Row. We were like, wait a second here. Like, wait, you're a businessman and you're a pastor?
Right.
You know,
right.
That was foreign to us because usually a pastor is just a pastor who works for a church or,
right.
you know, is tied to some sort of ministry. And so God really, you know, planted those seeds, even on that trip from an entrepreneur standpoint and realized that you can run a business as a ministry. You don't have to be a nonprofit or you don't have to be a church to do God's calling.
Exactly. And that was the birth of Project 615?
Project 615, that's correct. Yeah, 615 is the Nashville area code here.
Yes, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
So then we you launch Project 615, and so this is your infrastructure to give you the funding so that mm-hmm. you can go out and reach the homeless.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Matt, my business partner, and I, you know, we were like, we don't know how to ask for money. So we're like, well, the only thing we know how to do is sell stuff. So,
right.
So what if we created products that people loved first, and then they find out about our mission second? So our philosophy was a little different. We wanted mm-hmm. people to ultimately purchase from us because that's how we need to fund the business. And so,
right.
So, yeah, so it's a two-part mission. We give away a portion of our
brilliant,
property.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant.
Yes. It's against the grain a little bit, you know.
Well, and that's those things. I mean, whenever you look at the success stories in business, I mean, even like with Gillette razors, they never thought in a million years in selling Gillette razors. It was always, it was about selling the whole razor. And Gillette said, no, look, we're going to give people the razor and we'll make the money off of selling blades, right? And it was a unique design. So once you had the you had the infrastructure of the razor, you had to get the blades. And so, right? So that kind of thinking, that's great. Outside the box. I love it.
Yeah, so when we got back from the trip, like I said, we all immediately designed shirts that we wanted to wear, that we knew people were wearing, would wear, that things that were trending. And so, again, you know, creating products that people wanted first and then slide the mission under that secondly. And so once people found out about the mission, they'd come back, they'd buy more, you know, they'd continue to support us. That's kind of our early philosophy.
And kind of a different way to look at values marketing here, which is awesome. I mean, so much so that Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus goes, hey, look at that. I like what you guys are doing, huh? You got their attention.
Pretty wild, yeah. So never in our wildest dreams that we think celebrities should wear our products, you know. Mm-hmm.
So who took the Lady Gaga phone call?
Nobody. All of a sudden, our phones start blowing up. We were at a Christian leadership conference in Atlanta, and all of a sudden our phones are blowing up, and we're just like, people are like, did you hear, did you see? I'm like, no, what happened? Like, well, Lady Gaga's wearing Spread Love at the National Way shirt. You've got to be kidding me. And one of the most fun moments in the company's history, just to see, obviously, an international celebrity. They just announced that she was going to be the Super Bowl halftime performance and all this crazy stuff. And so she just happened to wear it. Nobody paid her. Nobody told her. And she just, somebody gave it to her. And, yeah. So, that was really cool.
Well, and she must have been impressed when, she wears it and then finds out the backing and maybe the background story. Who knows? Maybe she didn't. But nonetheless, God has a way of blessing you when you do the right things, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Because we all look, you know, when you're sitting there, you're doing what God's called you to do, and you go along the way, Lord, can I have just a little confirmation that I'm on the right track, right?
Absolutely. And that was a big one. That was still to this day. It's still a couple years later, we still, you know, look at the photo we had framed in the office, and, you know, we're so grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we're talking with Derek Evans, his book, Made to Change the World, How Ordinary People Are Called to Do Extraordinary Work, the story of Project 615. More after this. Stay with us. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. Hey, we got to spread the word that this year on Backpack Day, which happens to be today, July the 16th, Lands' End is offering some great deals for getting ready for back to school. Listen to this.
The first day of school will be here before you know it, so to help parents and kids get ready, Lands' End is hosting Backpack Day. On July 16th, Lands' End has back-to-school deals with over 50% off backpacks and lunchboxes. Just use the promo code BOOKBAG. Upgrade your back-to-school gear with items such as the new Classmate Backpack that has unique straps to improve posture and the soft-sided Easy Wipe lunchbox that's designed to keep lunch cold for up to 5 hours. Exciting new prints include Deep Sea Space, Hedge Green Shark, and Flint Rock Monsters. Lands' End also makes it easy to customize each backpack so that it's as unique as your child. Choose from hundreds of icons, monograms, colors, and styles to personalize each backpack to make it special. This event is the perfect time to discover and purchase the most important back-to-school necessities. So this Backpack Day, July 16th, save at landsend.com by using the promo code BOOKBAG.
Well, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Derek Evans is with us, and we're talking about his new book, Made to Change the World. You know, Derek, it does break my heart, you know, speaking of Los Angeles, because, you know, I grew up in Southern California, and the homelessness, the numbers that is not only there, but even in San Francisco, it is amazing how it's grown. Now, there's probably some things when we could argue about and discuss, not necessarily argue, but discuss the reasons why homelessness is spreading and seems to be on the increase. But when you went to L.A., now you've been doing this for 9 years, and in dealing with homelessness and understanding the plight and the situation that they're in, and also appreciating that Jesus said that poor people would always be around, what is the main issue? Where does the rubber meet the road? Where can we really help? And what can we do to really, you know, make a difference here?
Yeah. Great question. Well, in my personal opinion, homelessness is a byproduct of several things. And I think, you know, one of those obviously is drug and alcohol addiction, you know. And a lot of these people that are suffering from homelessness, you know, are also suffering from a heavy addiction problem. And so that keeps them on the streets, you know, keeps them from entering into programs, ministries, homes, halfway houses, shelters, et cetera. And so they want to, you know, obviously when you're suffering from those addictions, you know, your body wants you to continue to do those, even though your mind may think otherwise. And so these people can't continue in their addiction when they're, you know, at the shelter, at the halfway house, et cetera. So that keeps them on the street. And so, so I think that's something that, you know, we as a country, we as Christians need to kind of focus on is, you know, let's try to meet them there, you know, in that issue to help them overcome that.
Do they need hope? I mean, that's my thought, that hope is missing. I mean, you don't reach out for anything else if you don't have anything to reach out for, do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the beautiful things that we've been able to see is one of our partners is a place called Set Free Church. And that's
yes.
Cool. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah, very familiar.
California.
Oh, yeah, very familiar with them. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who we were on the mission trip with 9 years ago, who we have a partner with in Nashville. We talk a lot about that partnership in the book. And one of the most beautiful parts about Set Free and how they do ministry differently is they are a church that helps the homeless and the addicts. But what's great is the pastors are also people from the streets. Mm-hmm. And so when you walk into the church, the guy that's preaching God's word is somebody that has been in prison, that has been homeless, et cetera. And so these people who are coming in to hear God's word or coming into the program can relate. They can relate to each other because they're people that have kind of been through the same journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, we talk about that in the book as well, but it's just a beautiful concept of Jesus, really.
Right. Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, the ministers were set free. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, not yours, but others, and, you know, paid, you're exactly right, paid the price. And so when others come in, they know the con. They lived it. And so you can't dupe them, you know, so they know what it is. So it's you gotta ask that proverbial question, are you ready? Are you ready to be set free?
Yeah.
Do you have a sense that this is what you deserve? Because sometimes what happens, and we all have been there, we can get lost in our sin and think that, you know, what's my worth? I've totally screwed up. There is no way. I'm just undeserving. I'm just going to live out the days of my miserable life and just live in the area of shoulda, coulda, woulda, as opposed to living in God's grace and mercy, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think one thing that we've been able to do as part of our business philosophy is when we hire some of these guys, you know, we've been able to hire over 50 people that have been recovering from homelessness, and that's kind of part of our business model, of course. But one of the things is when they've come on board with us, you know, we treat them just like any other employer would and any other boss would. And, you know, but one thing we say is like, you know, hey, you're now a part of something greater. You know, we're not. This isn't just for you. Now you're a part of a team,
right?
And so, you know, I know a lot of nonprofits and shelters, et cetera. It's just strictly all about how can we serve that person,
right?
But it really has to be this thing where this person comes onto this team, this ministry, et cetera, and says, like, I'm a part of something greater than myself now.
Exactly. Well, you're teaching them to fish.
That's right.
I mean, that's what this is all about. And for them to access, as we've talked about before, their natural giftings and talents that God's blessed them with. And I find that I don't care where it is, whether you're homeless or you work for a Fortune 500 company. If the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with are not being exercised and grown, you are going to be frustrated out of your skull.
That's right.
And so here's the opportunity. And then guess what? You're bringing them in and, you know, they've got to go through this learning curve and adjust and understand that, hey, look, they may screw up. There may be mistakes. They may, you know, have setbacks, but it's okay. You know, that forgiveness reigns. And I imagine that's part of the story as well, right?
I would say so, yeah. And then, you know, just always understanding that you're not going to fix anybody. You know, I think oftentimes when we do ministry, especially to people, those that are recovering from homelessness, you know, as soon as we give them a meal, as soon as we give them clothes, a job, et cetera, we're like, the job is done. You know, in reality, it's not. You know, it's just for that moment in time, you know. And then we oftentimes get frustrated. We get burned out because we thought they were done. They thought they were rescued. But that's really not it, you know. So I think if we change our mindset about that as well and just say, hey, I'm just doing a small part. You know, I'm planting a seed. I'm giving compassion. I'm giving love. I'm giving encouragement, even for this particular moment in time. And I think that's really how we should look at it.
Exactly. Well, Mike Fisher, who's on the team, former captain of the Nashville Predators, writes, you know, you don't have to be an NHL athlete or a country music star to have an impact on the world. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how famous you are. We all have the capacity to affect powerful change in the world. As I know, a lot of people think that their impact won't be enough, but you just have to start by asking yourself, what can I do to help? Says that's essentially what the guys at Project 615 did, right?
Yeah, we're fortunate to have Mike Fisher, who is a former Nashville Predators hockey captain. He's the husband of Carrie Underwood, country musician. And so, yeah, Mike talks about, you know, how he's been blessed by God to be a great hockey player, and how he's been able to use his platform to bless others, and how we should all continue to use our own platform, and again, the same gifts and talent that God gives us to be able to further his kingdom. So yeah, super, super cool forward that Mike wrote in the book.
Well, Derek, 9 years you're celebrating, and who would have thunk, right? On that first trip to L.A. to, of all places, Skid Row, that's where your answer, you know, for your life and for the fulfillment of your life was waiting for you there. What do you see for the next 9 years?
You know, we always want to be a company that inspires change. And so aside from writing checks to nonprofits, giving people jobs, we always want to be a platform that sparks joy, that sparks love, that sparks compassion. So when people buy our products, they go to our Instagram page, whatever that is, we hope to just really use our platform to inspire people to have love, compassion, encouragement for others.
Okay, the book, Made to Change the World, How Ordinary People Are Called to Do Extraordinary Work, the story of Project 615. Bottom line, Derek, what do you want the reader to take away from your story?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think it's, again, you know, I know we've been saying it a lot, but to really walk away and understand that whatever you're doing, if that's not what God's called you to do, you need to go follow that. You need to go chase that down, because God is calling all of us to do something that he's given us the ability to do, and we need to follow that path.
Now, my old friend Tim Story in L.A., what he would say is that you look for God's empowerment, his supernatural on your natural gifts. And when God is in partnership with you, incredible, extraordinary things happen. So put on your seatbelts and get ready. This is the remarkable story of a T-shirt company that sparked a global movement to aid people living in poverty. Derek, thank you so much for being with us. Derek Evans on Bill Martinez Live. Take care. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you.